dysfunction in your life, dysfunction in your family, dysfunction in your upbringing, dysfunction in your life right now does not disqualify God from loving you, does not disqualify God from using you, does not disqualify God from having mercy on you, does not disqualify God from doing great things with your life. You might be a righteous mess, but you are His righteousness. Hey, you might say, man, my life's a mess. But you're a righteous mess. You might be a righteous mess, but you are His righteousness. Now, most of us are not like David. Most of us haven't failed to that level. But even if you have, God still turned David's life around. Even if you have blown it beyond compare, God can still pick up the pieces. And you can't unscramble the eggs, but God can. You can't unscramble your eggs, but God can. That's how good God is. That's how good God is. No matter how far you've fallen, you have the right to get back up. Amen. You have the right to get back up. Amen. No matter how far, no matter how many times you've fallen. You know, Proverbs 24:16 says, a righteous man falls seven times, but he gets back up. A righteous man may fall seven times. Seven is the number of perfection. That means you might have perfectly fallen. You might have fallen completely. It's the number of completion. You might have fallen to the point where you have completely fallen in every way. And the Bible says a righteous man gets back up. You have the right to get back up. And we need to know our rights, because if you don't know your rights when you fall, if you don't know your rights when you fall, you will stay condemned. If you don't know your rights when you sin, if you don't know your rights when you're a mess, if you don't know your rights when you mess up, then you will probably make things worse. That's why we have to know our rights. You know, as an American citizen, if you are an American citizen here, you have certain rights as an American citizen. Now, you may not be exercising those rights. For example, you have the right to vote. You might not have voted, but you had the right to vote. So you can never say, well, I just can't stand what's going on in America today. But you didn't use your right. See, you can't say, I just can't stand being sick all the time. Well, you don't have to be a victim of sickness once you know that you have the right to healing. You see, when you know your rights, you're no longer a victim. When you know your rights, you're no longer a complainer. When you know your rights, you're no longer a whiner. When you know your rights, you no longer settle for a mediocre life. When you know your rights, you don't stay down when you've fallen down. You might have gone down, but you get to get up. You have one of your rights is the right to get up. Well, I'm a little ahead of myself, but that's good, because I'm going to catch up to myself in just a second here. Just hang in there. Now go over with me to John chapter 1, verse 12. Know your rights. Everybody say, know your rights. See, there are certain rights that you have as an American. There are certain rights you have if you're a Brit. If you're British, there are certain rights you have in your country where you're from. And there are certain rights that we have as sons and daughters of God. So he says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Now, who are these rights for? Those who what? To as many as received him, he gave them the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. What's his name? Anybody believe in that name? Yes. Anybody believe Jesus died for your sins and rose from the dead? Yes. Then you have been given the right to become a child of God. And another translation of this verse says, to as many as received him, to them he gave them the rights of the children of God. He gave them the rights of the children of God. So children have the rights that their parents give them. So in my family, my children have certain rights that my neighbor's kids don't have from me. And the neighbor's kids have certain rights from their parents that my kids don't have. My kids have rights based on their father and their mother, their parents. And so we have rights as children of God. And once you realize what God is like, once you realize that he gives us rights as children of God, then you begin to not only expect those things, but you begin to realize or experience those things. And too many Christians are living below their privileges. They're living below their rights. You have certain rights, and you should learn to exercise those rights and expect those rights and live like those are your rights, because that's what they are. But it's our ignorance in knowing our rights and our inability to learn how to exercise those rights that are keeping us from experiencing all that our Heavenly Father intended for us. So now, where did we get these rights? He said, to as many as receive him, to them he gave the rights to become children of God. And if you go over to 2 Corinthians 5:21, we see how we obtain these rights. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, look at what he says. It says, for he who knew no sin, was made to be sin for us. Who is that? Who is he talking about there? Jesus knew no sin. Jesus never sinned. So the Father made Jesus something. He made him to be sin for us, so that we would be made something. He was made something so that we would be made something. This is called an exchange. There is an exchange that takes place. It's not mixed. It is a complete exchange. If you got a certain gift at Christmas that you didn't like, somebody gave you something and it didn't fit or it wasn't your style, you take it back to the store, and what do you get to do? You get to exchange it. You don't keep both. You don't cut both in half and take half of one and half of the other. You exchange it completely. You have one or the other. And when it comes to what this scripture is talking about, you're either one or the other. You're either a sinner or you are the righteousness of God. And we're all born as sinners, and that's why Jesus became sin for us, so that we could become something brand new. And what does he say we become? We become the righteousness of God. What does that mean? It means two things, quite simply. The righteousness of God means we have the right, we are in right standing with God. We're right with God. And number two, it means we have the rights of God. We have certain rights that he gives us, God-given rights, and we are in right standing with God. We are right with God. So when a preacher says, you better stop smoking, and you better stop cussing, and you better stop drinking if you want to be right with God, that sounds right, but it's not right. Because stopping those things or quitting those things are definitely healthier for you, but those things do not make you right with God. Amen. Only one thing makes you right with God. Jesus became sin so that you could become the righteousness of God. That's it. Amen. Nothing less and nothing more makes you righteous. Amen. Now, religion has told us, well, this, if you do this better, that makes you more righteous. No, you cannot be more righteous than you are today. You cannot be more of a sinner when you're born and you could than what you are. We're all sinners. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We're all born into this world as sinners, and that's why we need to be born again. And when you're born again, you are made something new. And what is that? You become the what? Righteousness of God. You become the what? I want everybody to say it. It's all on the screen. It's an open book test. When you get born again, Jesus takes your sin, he becomes sin for us on the cross, and you become what? The righteousness of God in him. What do you become? You become what? The righteousness of God in him. What if we really got a hold of this? And if we, just us, knew our rights as children of God, we would change this world.
Amen.
Because every time you prayed, you'd know it was going to happen. Every time you gave, you'd know a harvest is coming. Every time you forgave somebody, you'd know that there's nothing holding you back from all the freedom that God gave you and paid for you to have. Every time that we ever gathered together, we would expect miracles. We wouldn't be begging and pleading and making deals with God. He's chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. There is no deal you have to make with God. Amen. We do not have to make promises to God to get God to keep his promises to us. God keeps his promises to us because he swore in his own blood to keep his promise to you. You're the righteousness of God. That means you have rights. Well, what rights do you have? Let's go through a few of them. I know we went through some of these last time, but we need to hear this over and over again because you've got to expect these things to happen in your life. You've got to believe for these things and expect these things in your life and know that these are your rights. Because look, aren't you ready to give up your life of struggle? Aren't you ready to give up a life of fretting about the future and worrying about what's going to happen and living in the highs and lows and never feeling like you're pleasing to the Lord and never feeling like you're approved and never feeling like you've done enough and always feeling like there's something missing? Aren't you ready to give up that kind of life and start living a life where you're having the joy and the time of your life? And when you pray, man, miracles happen. And when you speak to mountains, they move. And when you lay hands on the sick, they recover. And when you command the devil to go, he leaves. He goes running. Man, aren't you ready to give up that religious life where you got to make deals and make arrangements with God? And God, I'll treat this person right if you do this for me. God doesn't want you to treat somebody right so that God will do something for you, because then you're treating a person as an object of your selfishness. Like, I'll treat this person right, Lord, if you do this for me. God doesn't want you to treat people right to get him to do something for you. We should treat people right because we value them, because we value ourselves, and therefore we value them. You know, why would anybody hurt somebody else? Well, it's really simple. They don't value that other person's life. And why don't they value that other person's life? Because they really don't value their own. Because if you really value your life, if you really believe in your worth, then you'll believe in other people's worth. And then their life will not become minimized and something that is easy to dismiss. And you won't be so easily dismissive of yourself. Oh, I don't deserve this. And yeah, you're right, we don't deserve anything. That's why God gives us rights. God gives you rights. You have certain rights because you know what? I have certain rights in this country because I was born here. I have certain rights in this country because I'm a citizen. And that's just an example. And that's not perfect in any country, right? There's many flaws to that. But in the kingdom of God, once you're born again, you have rights in this kingdom. That's right. And it's up to you to know those rights and to access those rights. Okay? So we know what they are. Psalm 5, verse 12. Look at what it says. For you, O Lord, will bless the who? The righteous. Who's the righteous? Why are we the righteous? See, you have to have this understanding in your mind so that you can fight the condemnation. Amen. When you blow it. Oh, I don't have the right. I'm not righteous anymore. Yes, you are. God made you that. You don't become righteous because you do everything right. You don't lose your righteousness because you do anything wrong. You've been made this, and no one can take it from you. So who will God bless? The righteous. And what will he bless them with? Favor will surround them like a shield. Favor. What is favor? That's free gifts. Favor is free doors opening that no man can close. Favor is God opening the door that no man can close. Favor is you getting the job you didn't deserve. Favor is you getting the advancement, you getting the promotion. You say, well, I didn't really deserve that. Exactly, that's why it's favor. When you say to somebody, will you do me a favor? It's really not usually a favor. You say, will you do me a favor? Because if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. That's not a favor, that's a trade. And you can trade anything you want with people, but you can't trade with God. You can only trade one thing, my sin for his righteousness. And now you're cooking. That's right. okay? Now you're cooking. Now you have rights. What do you have the right to? Favor. You don't say, Lord, if I do this and if I do this and if I do this, can I get your favor? No, you can't get God's favor by doing anything. You get God's favor by being righteous. And you can't use that word in any other way than what it means. It means to be made right with God and to have the rights, your God-given rights. Favor is a God-given right. Healing is a God-given right. Look at Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness, the Son of what? Righteousness shall rise with what? Healing in his wings. So righteousness has healing with it. So you say, oh man, I really blew it. I don't deserve to be healed. I'm sick. It's that season. It's that time of the year. I always get the flu. I always get this. My back always hurts. I my parents had heart disease. I'm going to get it. My parents had diabetes. I'm going to get it. My parents had dementia. I'm going to get it. My grandparents had. Wait a minute. Stop it. And stop claiming your human rights as sons and daughters of your parents, and start claiming your divine rights as sons and daughters of God. Healing is a right. It's your right. It's a gift from God, but it's also your right to receive that gift. What if I blow it? What if I make a mistake? We all make mistakes and we all blow it. That doesn't make us less righteous. God made us righteous. He would have to make us unrighteous, and he's not doing that. Because he already made the exchange. Woo! Somebody's got to say amen here today. Listen, you have the right to being fearless. You have the right to live a fearless life. Look at Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no one pursues them, but the righteous, the who? The righteous are what? Bold as a lion. You're bold. You have the right to be bold. You have the right to be fearless. You have the right to make the devil flee. The Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. You have this right for the wicked, the enemy, the devil, to flee from you without you having to chase them. Just be righteous. You are righteous in Christ. Just know that you're the righteousness of God in Christ. We need to wake up every day expecting victory.
Amen.
Yeah, but I don't deserve it. Exactly. You don't deserve it, but Jesus deserves it.
Amen.
And he made an exchange with you and said, every right I have, I give to you. And every wrong you have, I pay for it by becoming sin. Jesus said that. Jesus did that. Woo! Say, I have the right. Say, I have the right to victory. You have the right to peace. Isaiah 32, verse 17. Look at what it says. Isaiah 32, verse 17. You have the right to peace. The work of righteousness will be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Look at this in the Amplified Bible. I think it's pretty powerful in any version. But look at the Amplified Bible. He says, and the effect of righteousness will be peace. Internal and external. And the result of righteousness will be quietness and confident trust forever. Now look, this is your right. How do we access our rights? I could go on and on. There's so many more of our rights. You can look, anytime you find the word righteous in the Bible, that's your right in Christ. But how do we access it? Well, simply, we receive it, right? We receive it through the abundance of grace, Romans 5, 17, through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. We reign in life, so we receive it. Those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, those who receive it. So number one, we simply receive it. How do you receive anything from God? By faith. I receive it by faith. I just accept it because God said it. Number two, we believe. We believe. Look at what it says in Romans 10, verse 9. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Verse 10, look at this. He says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So how do we access this righteousness? Believe. Believe and realize this is what spiritual warfare is. It's to get you to stop believing this. It's to get you to stop believing this. And the third thing we do, so number one, we receive it. Number two, we believe it. And don't let any devil talk you out of it.
Right.
Number one, receive it. Number two, believe it. And number three, speak it. Look at what he says in Romans 10, verse 6. Go back a few verses. Romans chapter 10, verse 6. He said, and this righteousness of faith speaks. The righteousness of faith speaks. It speaks. So we need to say it. We need to declare, I am the righteousness of God. Therefore, I exercise my right to healing. I exercise my right to blessing. I exercise my right to the favor of God. I wake up expecting it. Therefore, I say it. I decree a thing, and it is so. Well, last week I talked to you about understanding your righteousness, and today about knowing your rights. Boy, this is the 1-2 knockout punch to the devil. He'll definitely leave you alone when you get a hold of this, and everything is going to be all right. Believe me when I tell you this. You know, we've received it, we've believed it. Now let's speak it. Let's declare it. Whether you're watching on your couch or laying in your bed, or whether you're working out or at the office or wherever you are in your car, if you're in a place where you can do this with me, say this out loud after me. Say, I receive it. I receive the gift of righteousness. I receive the power of God. No one can take it from me. Say that. No one can take it from me. I can't lose it. The devil can't steal it from me. God has made me the righteousness of God. When Jesus became sin on the cross, I am now the righteousness of God. I declare it. Say, I declare it with my mouth, and I expect the blessings of righteousness. I expect the rights, my rights, and the favor of God to show up in my life in Jesus' name. Say this out loud. Say, healing is my right. Deliverance is my right. Blessing and prosperity is my right. Victory is my right in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, now, the result, the force of righteousness, Isaiah says, is internal and external peace, quietness, and confident trust forever. Your struggle is over. You're going to have peace like flowing like a river. Your future of worrying has come to an end, and it's time to experience the emotional peace that God intended you for. Remember now, God's word says in Luke 12, he chose gladly to give you the kingdom of God, the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's the great exchange, so don't settle any longer. Exercise your rights as the righteousness of God, and everything is going to be all right. Now listen, we are doing something very special together, and I want your help. We're on a mission to empower God's people, to awaken them to their true worth, to their righteousness, to what God has done for them. And together, as we understand this precious gift of righteousness, we can change this world. I'm committed to doing it through every means possible. Media, television, technology, and as I've been saying for the last several weeks, we're producing these solar-powered audio Bibles. They will include the entire Bible and many of my messages translated into 10 different languages. They never need batteries. They never need electricity. They are powered by the sun. Before I finish today, I want you to know we've put together a collection of materials all about your rights so that you truly understand how to walk in this unstoppable faith. The solution to everything, I've got the power of, I've got the book, The More Amazing Grace. It's all about the grace of God and the righteousness of God. On top of that, your gift today will be used to distribute these solar Bibles to millions of people. Here's my announcer to tell you more, and I'll be right back to pray for you.
Our Christianity is expressed as we shine a bright light and help lost people see and hear the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, especially those who are harassed and helpless, forgotten and minimized. Jesus expressed this by saying, "Whatever you have done for the least of these, you have done it unto me." Will you help Gregory Dickow reach these precious people from around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ? With your financial support, we are sending solar-powered audio Bibles to the least of these, people who are blind or can't read. With your gift, we will send you Gregory Dickow's brand new series entitled Righteousness, the Solution to Everything, which includes today's teaching in its entirety. With an exceptional and sacrificial gift of $60 or more, we will send you Righteousness, the Solution to Everything, along with Gregory Dickow's series, What to Do When Life's Not Fair, The Gift of Righteousness. Plus, as a special gift for calling in the next hour, Gregory Dickow will send you his book, More Than Amazing Grace. In this page-turner, you will go on a journey to understand that there is no more striving, no more sweating, no more trying to get right with God through your efforts. It's a life-changer. Don't wait another minute. Reach out to us today so that we can reach as many people as possible with the love of God. Imagine your joy as these precious people actually hear the good news of God's love for themselves and meet Jesus, their Savior. Our operators are standing by to take your call. Or you can go online right now to gregorydickow.tv.
Well, I really want to encourage you, call me today and take advantage of this really special collection, The Solution to Everything, and today's teaching in its entirety, along with my book, More Than Amazing Grace. And when you do, you'll be helping me reach precious people who have been forgotten, who can't hear the gospel because they don't know how to read. That's why we're putting solar Bibles in their hands. Now let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for every person watching this broadcast. Give them hope that they have divine given rights. They have the right to get back up. Somebody needs to believe that now. You have the right to get back up. You have the right to overcome. You have the right to answer prayer. You have the right to all the promises of God. Receive it. You have the right to healing. Be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, connect with me on Facebook, Instagram. I want to hear from you. And as much as I possibly can, I will respond to you as well. Don't miss our next broadcast. Remember to set your DVR so you never have to miss one of them. And can't wait to see you then. God loves you and so do I. God bless.